You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next two guests are here from the Juno Commission on Sustainability. Welcome Anjali Grantham. Hello, Anjali, Vice Chair and Outreach Chair. Hi.
Hello, Shelley.
Hi. And Steve Behnke, Energy Committee Chair. Hello, Steve.
Hi.
Thanks, both of you, for being here today. The Juno Commission on Sustainability is an advisory group to CBJ, if I've got that right. Steve, would you please tell us a bit about what you've been focusing on in the last 12 months or so?
Well, I'm going to give you a little longer perspective than that, because the Juno Commission on Sustainability is a 9-member public body, volunteers who are, as you say, advisory to the Assembly. We were created by the Assembly a little over a decade ago. We basically have a charge to advise the Assembly on all things related to sustainability. Focus on environment, social, economic, kind of the whole range of issues that address sustainability. We meet monthly. As we're going to talk about, one of our big focuses for really a decade now has been the Juno Climate Action Implementation Plan and the Juno Renewable Energy Strategy, which basically are layout kind of a path forward for the community to be responsible for its climate impacts and how to address the whole issue of climate change.
And today you're both here to tell us about a webinar that aims to review those two documents that you mentioned. Anjali, could you maybe give us a little background about these documents and why are you looking at them now, or why are you having this webinar now?
Yes, well, in general, one of the things that JCOS is also focused on is public engagement around these issues. And a lot of work over the years has gone into creating these city plans that represent our community's environmental values. So right now is a good time to review what's been done through the Juno Climate Action and Implementation Plan, which was created 10 years ago, actually, in 2011. And the Juno Renewable Energy Strategy, which was created in 2018, because we're working on a lot of things in Juno right now with climate change and resiliency. There's a lot of electrification efforts underway. We know that there's federal funding coming down the pike as a new administration is really focused on climate change and infrastructure. So it seems like a good moment to review these core documents. So that more people in the community know what we're talking about, what's been done, and so we can get, greater cohesion moving forward.
Got it. The webinar is Thursday. It runs from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. The first 30 minutes is a presentation, and the remaining time is Q&A. So who will be a part of this and leading the discussion or available to answer questions? Steve, I'll go back to you for this one, or whoever would like to start.
Anjali, why don't you take it?
Sure. So I'll be talking all about the JCAP and the JRES, as we call them, the Juno Climate Action and Implementation Plan and the Juno Renewable Energy Strategy. And then we'll have Steve there, as well as Duff Mitchell, another longtime member of the Juno Commission on Sustainability, and Gretchen Kaiser, who's the chair of the commission, available to answer public questions about the plans and JCOS efforts. So it's going to be a succinct overview, high level about what's in these plans, and also a quick analysis of some of the successes and some of the projects that are underway to advance our emissions reductions and renewable energy goals.
I wonder if you could say more about some of these projects that are underway.
I'll tackle that. You probably heard about one of our biggest projects that we helped get going some 5-6 years ago now, which is the federal funding for our first electric bus for the Capital Transit System. That's a project that directly grew out of our efforts to identify funding sources for electrification of transportation in Juno. That new bus is the first of basically the first step in replacing all of our diesel transit buses with electric buses. The Juno Commission on Sustainability has been involved for, again, at least the past 5-6 years in helping promote electric vehicles, participating in helping in a community effort to find and install electric chargers for electric vehicles. We're also participating in quite a major effort. We've helped be involved in creating Alaska Heat Smart, which is involved in helping people figure out how to install heat pumps in their homes. Another major effort on the part of the CBJ directly has been the bond proposition that passed last fall had a major component that involves energy efficiency measures and renewable energy heat pump installations in CBJ facilities. Again, we helped kind of put that get that on the ballot last fall. And that's one where the CBJ Assembly has identified a priority for 2021 of basically identifying a path forward in tracking the CBJ's own energy use and costs. So that's a partial list anyway.
That's quite a lot, actually, and more, I suppose, that that maybe we can't cover it all today. And I know that you guys have a lot of things in the works as well. At this webinar, as we already mentioned, following the presentation, there will be 30 minutes for questions and answers. What kind of questions do you expect from the public?
Well, I'm sure that people are going to have questions about the progress that's been made and also plans that are in the works moving forward. One of the main points of the Juno Renewable Energy Strategy that maybe you've heard before is that our community goal is for 80% of all of our energy to come from a renewable source by 2045. As it is right now, or I should say 10 years ago was the last time that we had an emissions inventory and a renewable energy inventory, only 20% of our community's energy came from a renewable source. So we are looking to boost that significantly. And so I'm sure people will have questions about how we can do this. How can we accomplish these ambitious climate goals?
That I was going to say just reminded me of another one that is going to be a hot topic coming up, I think, which, you know, there's a lot of interest in tourism and tourism impacts. And we've had a visitor industry task force and other efforts looking at how to address when the tourists do come back, how to address growth in tourism. And one of the angles that we've been very interested in is the question of providing shore power for the cruise ships, how to allow cruise ships to come into town, plug into the shore power instead of running their diesel generators while they're parked here in Juneau. And that's neither of the city docks currently provides shore power, and that's an issue that we expect to see coming up here in the near term.
Big questions about big projects. So after this webinar, where you're going to engage with the public and address some of these things and answer some of the questions, what's next?
Well, we will be having another in a month from now, the fourth Thursday of the month, another lunchtime session. It'll be on solid waste, and so looking at Juneau's garbage and recycling. So that is on the 25th of March, or excuse me, we're in May now, 27th of May. Sorry about that. So that's coming up. And then also we're going to be sponsoring a series over the coming year. We're calling it Juneau's Sustainable Future Sector Series. And we're going to be bringing together partners to talk about projects and possibilities for achieving these energy goals. And so with this session that's happening on Thursday, we're going to lay out our community-wide goals and plans, and then moving forward, invite partners and players to talk about how we're going to accomplish these things.
Steve, anything to add?
No, I think that people will find it interesting. I think there's something for everybody in these questions, as we've already talked about everything from electrification of transportation to heating loads to cruise ships, solid waste. There's plenty to talk about.
Well, Steve Behnke and Angelie Grantham, thank you so much for being here today from the Juno Commission on Sustainability. Again, the webinar is 12 to 1 p.m. on Thursday. And can one of you please tell me how we might attend that meeting?
Yes, if you go to CBJ's webpage, so juno.org, go to the Community Development Department section, and from there you can find the Juno Commission on Sustainability. And so the Zoom link is there. So the URL is juno.org/community-development/JCOS. Alternatively, you can tune in. If you find Sustainable Juno on Facebook, you can click the URL from there. So Sustainable Juno is JCOS's Facebook page.
Excellent. And Angelie, Vivian Mork is actually going to be my next guest today, and you profiled her in your Solutionist project, which highlighted people with homegrown solutions to climate change. So with all that's going on in the world, especially today, it's hard to get your arms around addressing climate change. But how does someone like Vivian help us understand what we can do on our own to make a difference in climate change?
Well, a lot of emissions come from transportation and also poor land use practices. And what Vivian does, she does a whole lot. But thinking specifically about climate change, her work to teach local and traditional harvesting methods does a lot to help us have a really healthy and homegrown food supply, which reduces our transportation emissions. Moreover, it's all about caring for this land that we live in. And the land that we live in happens to be a carbon sink that performs really important carbon sequestration services for the entire world. So Vivian is an important caretaker of this land.
Thank you so much for that. And thank you both of you for talking with me today. Is there anything else that either of you would like to add before we say goodbye?
No, just tune in on Thursday and everyone continue the great work that they're doing in their personal lives to reduce their emissions and encouraging city government and businesses to do the same.
And Steve?
Thanks very much for having us on.
Thank you both for being here today. Good luck with the webinar on Thursday.
Thank you.